So this video is from a channel I believe called Man Guide. I like these channels because they save me the effort of having to go to, Facebook, Twitter, mostly TikTok, I think, and find these crazy broads ranting and raving on their own channels. This guy collects all of these little clips for me so that I can react. So that's great. And then we get his reaction, and then I can react to his reaction. Anyway, let's jump right into this video called More Effinist. Oh, I like the way he spells effinist. Maybe I need to start doing that. But I think that YouTube's algorithm and the YouTube themselves have already kind of caught up, and they know that trying to replace the E with a 3 in effinist, the people are doing that, so they've probably modified their algorithm, so that doesn't work anymore either. But it's called More Effinists Going Insane on Social Media. Greed is the only modern woman's virtue. Well, he's got that wrong. Greed is not. I mean, so money, avarice, love of mammon is a value. What does she value? Money. But anyway, I don't think. By the way, could greed be a virtue? It could be. It depends on the situation. Anyhow, let's get into this.
Okay, so I just got into my car after going on a date, right? And let me just tell you something. I don't know what.
I'm already getting red flags here. Multicolored, super long, fake fingernails. Her face, that's a ton of makeup. Yo, and she's got brown teeth. Eek. Oh boy.
The deal is with like men now.
And tattoos. The closer to the face the tattoos are, the brighter the red flags are. Of course, if you get tattoos on your face as a woman, well, that automatically excludes her from any kind of relationship options. It doesn't make her a candidate for a relationship. Although, just being a Western woman, that's enough.
Now, but I had told him prior that I will be having pre and post date expenses, and is that okay? And are you going to cover them? And I don't know if he wasn't listening or like what the deal was or whatever, but he, when I handed him the white envelope, he looked shocked, and then he opened it and it's receipts. Hello, pre post date expenses. Hello, like what kind of females do you be dating? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I handed it to him and he literally looked shocked at me and said, I can't cover this. It was $478 for pre and post date expenses.
Women are trying to make this a new thing. And because women these days believe that everything's a social construction, they want this to be the new social construction, the new dating paradigm. No.
You asked me on a date, and mind you, we really didn't even.
Notice that's a very self-serving, arbitrary qualifier. You asked me on a date. I don't know how that matters.
Even have that good a conversation because he was on his phone the whole time, and I have a very strict no phone policy on dates. Hello, you're here to pay attention to me. Look at all the effort that I had to put into going on this date, and now you have a problem with pre and post date expenses.
Anybody listening to this broad want to pay attention to her at all?
Are you fucking kidding?
It's a hell of a talent to be talking the whole time without being able to move her lips, if only the words formed into a coherent speech. The woman looks like the mutant spawn of Roger the Duck and Miss Piggy. Anyway, in today's day and age, feminism has been around for quite a while, and it's only gained one virtue, which to any rational person isn't a virtue at all: greed. The hoflation crisis has gotten way out of hand in this recent update. Here is the first set of comments. Single Forever Button. Wish granted. Prostitution by a different name. It's a common practice now, no doubt about it. Tell me you're unemployed without saying you're unemployed. Oh, she's employed, using the world's oldest profession. Might as well start getting cats now. Chest tattoos, red flag. Brother, everything about this is a red flag. From the tattoos to the grating voice to the expectation of payment outside of the date, it's all something that should be treated like a serious issue that only a straitjacket can solve.
By the way, what's up with that? Pre and post date expenses. Why do I have. I don't understand this. Why does me asking you out mean that I'm on the hook for. What pre-date expenses, by the way? Let me guess. Makeup. Which she probably spends too much on anyway. I mean, even if you bought your makeup at a Rite Aid and spent $5, I wouldn't pay for it. But that would be better than the overpriced crap that she's probably buying to slather on her face. Although it could just be a matter of quantity. Even if she's buying her makeup from Rite Aid, it still could cost 70, $80 with all the crap this broad had lathered on her face.
Next clip.
Man is always right. Man is always right. When he is rich. When he is rich.
What is
I
this?
don't do 50.
What is this? Is this like some witches doing like ritualistic ceremonial magic in the middle of the street. So they've put a bunch of money in the middle of the circle, though they're not all holding hands, so I don't know how they're supposed to, like, collectively join their auras or their energy or their intent to manifest said intent. And I guess the money is there sort of like a voodoo doll of some kind, right? That's a representation of what they want manifested in their life, but personified, multiplied, as it were. Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. It's crazy.
I don't do
50-50. I don't do
50-50. I attract what I fear.
I attract what I fear.
I fear that, yeah.
I fear that, yeah.
I feel Rolex.
I fear Rolex.
I fear Louis Vuitton.
I fear Louis.
They fear Louis Vuitton? I thought that women liked expensive products like Louis Vuitton and Cartier and Rolex. All right? It's a weird.
I fear millions of dollars.
I fear millions of dollars.
I fear a rich husband.
I fear a rich husband.
Looks like the feminists are appointing preachers to take to their natural habitat. Guys, I could probably write this scenario down to add to a video, but most people would think this is a bizarre exaggeration of how modern women now behave. They'd think it was satire, because it is. It's satire slowly morphing into what women like to call manifestation. They'll make journal entries, post blogs, make shorts, all for the sake of finding the holy grail ATM of a man that no longer exists. We've all walked away at this point. Maybe some are still going through the process, but most will never even encourage the first sentence.
What? By the way, what do they say? I don't understand why they're saying they fear when that's actually what they want. It's very odd. But this is not a new phenomenon. It seems like the vast majority of these feminist bros, these feministas, these women going from, normal to getting indoctrinated, they all seem to become witches or something like that. They all seem to get into the occult and ritualistic magic and such and astrology and manifesting stuff.
The comments are, I fear these women. Just avoid the street, man. They can't hurt you on the high ground. People thinking they are a satanic cult. I mean, aren't they, though?
They are. I've been saying this for a decade now, and you can go back 8 years to my older content. I was calling effinism a death cult before anybody else. That terminology came from me. Effinism is a death cult. Everything that it values, everything that it props up as some kind of virtue, actually ends up resulting in death. Destruction, mayhem, which will all lead to death. None of it leads anywhere good.
Social media has ruined us as a people, lol. If you mean women, then yes. The older women in the shop are like our society is doomed. They raised them. Embarrassing. Yes. And so is your username. I'd like to say that feminism hasn't become a full-on religion at this point, but I'd be lying. It's straight-up madness. Moving on.
You were also threatening me with filing a lawsuit.
It wasn't a threat.
Oh, this chick is nuts. I saw this with Andrew Wilson, and he actually had a debate with this bro. She's a nut. She sexually assaulted him on camera. Rubbed her butt all over him, and it pulled up her dress and rubbed her butt all over the guy. It's crazy. This chick is out of her mind.
It was a court-mediated process that I have to take.
No, you said you'd go file a class action lawsuit against
because
me.
I have to. If this wasn't going to be
Why?
A restitution show, because I'm now in a custody situation because
that,
of the last show.
I'm not a party to
Yeah, but you said you got 100% custody because of it.
Well, I had to take 100% custody because after that situation, my ex escalated.
She yapped her way into a bind, and now she wants men to pay for it? I'm shocked. For a little bit of background, this chick hopped on a podcast a couple of times to brag about how a therapy license made her a psychic. She ranted about how she tries to make young men pay for babysitting while she goes out clubbing and didn't know about the technical details when it came to her own profession.
Doesn't she have an OF, by the way? I thought she had an OF account. I thought she had an OnlyFreaks channel.
In short, she embarrassed herself and no wanting to take accountability. She's trying to bank on the court system to make men, who aren't even part of the situation, bail her out. The top comments are, she ran her mouth, ex heard about it, and used it in court. So now she wants Brian to pay her what she lost because it's his fault she opened her mouth without thinking.
Yeah, but she didn't pay, did she? Didn't she get more custody out of it in the end? I mean, her weird behavior, she just, didn't Brian just say? I mean, her weird behavior caused him to take her to court to try and get custody, but did he? Doesn't seem to be the case. I don't know.
Yep, that's about sums it all up. Cold star for you. And accountability is the kryptonite. I had to take 100% custody. That's all you need to hear. You can just listen to that voice and realize she's radioactive. Nothing is her fault.
Oh, I think I see. She didn't want 100% custody. She wanted 100% of the child support and alimony, but not with the corresponding responsibility. Yeah, even though women can get 50-50 custody these days and still get child support. It's wild.
Like her voluntarily coming onto the show and choosing what words she said. Shocking. We all just meant to ignore the fact that there's a lass sitting there with a World War I German helmet on her napper. I see you're new here. Next clip.
What's your type?
I don't feel like I have a type with, like, looks. I like, goofy guys. I like rich guys. I don't like broke guys. I dated a broke guy before, and it just wasn't worth it. I'd rather just have someone rich. And, yeah, that's basically, like, the one.
Now, when you say you want a rich guy, how rich are we talking?
I honestly...
You think she's hot enough to be pulling a rich guy? I don't know. She's attractive. I'll give her that, but... Is that even her real color hair? I don't think so. I don't think she's a blonde. No, look at her eyebrows. So she's a brunette, actually. Her body looks a little soft, pudgy in the middle there. Bit of a gunt. I don't know.
Don't really know. Like, you just have to be able to, like, take me out to dinner a lot. Like, nice dinners. I love going out to, like, nice restaurants. And, like, take me shopping.
Take you shopping?
Yeah.
How would you determine that he's rich?
Well, you gonna ask him how much he makes? All that, then, like, that's...
You just gonna assume
he's
rich.
That's, like, the bare minimum for me.
So just take you out to nice places?
Yeah. And, like, take me on, like, trips and stuff like that. Like, as long as you can afford...
Oh, did you see Gorlock? Oh, my God. Isn't Gorlock a tea? Ooh, Jesus. Got some Tootsie Roll downstairs. Ugh.
That, like, then it's good.
Can I tell you a secret? I know a lot of bums that can take you out to dinner and take you shopping. They don't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful for the fake sexes. Well, I know a lot of them. I work with them all the time.
Okay, so in terms of, like, if you could put a number...
So she really doesn't... She doesn't care about the substance. Just what he can do for her, right? She's going to have a miserable life.
To it, so a mil a year? What are we talking?
I mean, that's a good amount. A mil a year.
Good Lord. Cutting over to that creature broke my concentration. Okay, I'm ready now. Lady, you and every other train tunnel on the internet goes on these platforms and thinks they're signing up for the Bachelorette or something. You think that sharing your desire like the last woman or the one before that will suddenly spawn a magical prince to pay off all your multicultural gender studies?
Yeah, that'll manifest one of these rich dudes. By the way, sweetheart, you might be able to net a rich dude for dating, i.e. banging, and he might pay for the, privilege of banging you, but he's not going to marry you. Somebody of such low moral character who is obviously only interested in things, which is fine because that's all he's interested in as well. It's a transaction. He gets poon, you get a Gucci bag. It's not going to result in anything long term, okay? And by the time she's willing to settle down, those dudes ain't going to want you.
Loans and credit. Sorry, not sorry, sweetheart. That's not how the world works. But we have no doubt you'll find out that soon enough. Here are the top comments. Wow, I think she ate some mushrooms for Mario because she is tripping. Delusion is the drug of choice here. 1 million a year? What does she bring to the table that a million other girls can't do too?
Right, nothing.
Easy, man. Nothing. Brings nothing to the table but being high maintenance. That attitude, she'll be single a long time and deservedly so.
Well, she thinks she brings her poon. And it's a magic poon, don't you know? Even though all chicks have poons. And no, not all poons are created equal. Take it from a guy that's banged broads that actually popped out kids. There's a differential. Believe me. That said, it ain't worth $1 million.
Bingo. It's amazing to me how these broads claim they want a rich man and don't even know what one is. Hilarious. They never want to work for it, man. If you build a relationship with someone and show that you respect him and will honor and stay loyal to him, He will give you more than your little brain can comprehend. It's a nice sentiment, bud, but you're about one century too late on this one. Next clip.
You should have at least 5 to 7 guys on your roster paying your bills for you.
Right? I know a really good trick to this. Instead of having 5 to 7 guys, just find one guy that will give you enough money for all of your bills. So I have this one guy.
Not my job to give you money. Get a job! Purple-haired... Ugh, God.
His name is my boss. I know, weird name, right? He doesn't even expect me to go out to dinner with him. All I have to do is show up for a few hours, do a little bit of work, not even that hard, and then I go home. He gives me enough money for all of my bills. It's great.
Okay, wow. This is a first in a while, people. I mean it. A chick with colored hair and a pierced nose came out with a cohesive list of facts? I'm speechless. Focusing on the hustler now, in the West, I wish I could say this isn't a common occurrence, but there are a number of women who are raking in simp money through dating instead of lonely fans. That said, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that she isn't one of those people.
No, she's just doing the pick me dance. That's all she's doing. I mean, if you got purple hair, multiple facial piercings, and look like you just came out of a, you know, satanic cult ritual where a baby was sacrificed, I don't think you're being honest. I don't believe you when you say you're a traditional woman.
She just aspires to be one, which is arguably worse. The comments are, chameleon. LMAO, they can't comprehend having to actually work for their money. It's not a part of the software, man. Crazy to see. In fact, if you go out to dinner with him, you will probably get a call from his wife. Her name is HR. Clever. The very idea of having a roster is so objectifying. Like, is their money the only thing you see worthwhile in another person?
Oh, by the way, there's nothing impressive about that. I mean, that chick was decent looking to boot. If you're a decent looking broad, sure, you can have a bunch of dudes. Bunch of simps orbiting you. You can even get a bunch of guys that'll bang you in exchange for expensive merchandise that you can, I guess, sell on OfferUp or Craigslist or something. eBay? Not a great resale value, by the way. But ultimately, that's not going to lead to anything meaningful or long-term or worthwhile.
Welcome to the Feminist West, man. Don't stay long. Haha, there are women with this mindset. I love your response. Pick me or not, I'm actually surprised on this one. Moving on now.
I'm not.
All of us are materialistic, and I'm just letting you know.
And maybe that's why. We're not all materialistic. I'm not materialistic. Materialism is an extreme overemphasis on the material and supplanting values and virtue and family and relationships that have value, i.e. meaning, because you share values and virtues, and supplanting those things with material goods, possessions. So no, we're not all materialistic. You're just a dummy.
But you're single.
Because I don't chase materialism. Wow. Doesn't even make a lick of sense.
Maybe if you were,
you should cool your jets and try and learn from other
and
women that have gone
like,
cool your jets.
Cool my jets. I'm already cooling my jets. I'm in a Cessna 49. I flew here.
You're screaming. And how much did you have to drink today? Because you're screaming and you're trolling and you're being ridiculous. No offense. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sorry. Nice person. Yeah, of course you're sorry because you're Canadian. But listen.
No, because I'm a kind person.
Yeah, have you ever read the book Why Men Love Bitches? Have you ever read it?
No, because I
haven't. No, you haven't read it because it's true. No, I'm serious. Why Men Love Bitches? You gotta read it. Well, actually, you'd be better off reading like Freudian psychoanalysis.
I'm sorry,
how old are you?
I'm gonna be 37 in July, so you should shut your mouth a little bit because I'm.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because I'm.
Do you have a husband?
No, I don't.
Okay,
it's by choice.
And then that's by choice. I'm.
Oh, that's BS. That all by choice BS. Give me a break. By choice at 37. It's not by choice. You're 37. That's why you're single. Men don't want a used up Kleenex, okay? That's why you're single. You didn't choose to be single. What you did was you chose to ride the CC for too long. The feels for squeals. Oh, your attention feels so good. And, you know, you did that for too long. You made bad choices. All right, you priced yourself out of the market, and now you're trying to claim it's a choice. Yeah, right.
Is it really by choice? Is it really by choice?
Yes.
No, it's because you're too argumentative and you're pretending to be. Because you're pretending.
I'm trying to get the conversation back on track because we all came here to have a discussion about relationships and you're derailing everything. And
all right, well, don't say the F word. That's not very nice.
I can do whatever the I damn well please.
Oh my gosh, and she said the H and the D word. Goodness gracious. Is she even from Canada?
Only in a female debate can you see no answer come out of the proverbial rubble. But in the spirit of this compilation, let's focus on the materialist. For some reason, women in the modern world have gotten it in their heads that men will eventually respect their bottomless greed or somehow learn to understand it. Lady, we already understand it. That's why no real man is left for you to pick from. You might think you have someone around your arm, but that's definitely not something that will last very long. Not with the rise of hoflation the way it is. The top comments are, how is it that they both lost their arguments?
Well, they're both women. Women aren't good at debating, generally speaking. There's some exceptions, but generally speaking, women can't debate. Of course they both lost. Are you kidding?
Women, they argue just for the sake of it. That's why lesbian divorce is at 70%, because men are not the problem. Bingo. Gold star for you, bro. I swear I have a headache, so much easier being around the boys than having to hear these finches.
Yeah.
This is the way. You are too argumentative, said the obnoxious argumentative one. That kind of woman is the reason why many men prefer to be single. Seriously, man, the theme is greed here, but man, this is just a great example for MGTOW from every angle. Next clip.
Where are the men with the money that you speak of?
Let's look at this broad. She's not, is she for real?
With the gigantic Jackie O glasses, but they're not sunglasses, so they look ridiculous, and she's not an attractive woman. Where are the men with money? They're running away from you.
Where are the men with the money that you speak of?
You got rid of them, remember? You said it wasn't fair that men made more money, and so you insisted on an equal pay, and you asked for jobs and school and money to be distributed towards you. And so the men who had money now make not as much as you. You know, just like you wanted. That's what you wanted, right? You might notice I use the same drawings every time because it's the same thing every time, that men used to make more, and then you wanted equality, but men still have to pay, so now they have less money than you. And it's not because you're doing better, it's because you ask to be given for free. Here, let me show you.
We don't need empowering quotes. We need promotions.
There. You see that? It says the future is female promotions. Now, maybe you could check my math on this, but if the future is female promotions, then that would mean not male promotions. And promotions are where you get money. So then the future would be female money. Not like this, more like this, or even farther. So then the men with money would become the men without money. Because you have it.
At not one point in my life.
It's now an oldie, but it's a goodie. Women don't seem to understand that supply and demand applies to people just as much as it does to products on an economic level. It's why corrupt governments and systems desire and refuse to confront women in the workforce. Double the work, half the pay.
Not only that, but it's double the tax base as well. See, men were the majority of the workforce. They made the majority of the money. The amount of money that was there to be made was the same as if you doubled the workforce, but now you've got double the workers, so you're going to double the amount of tax that you get from that same amount of money. So when you had just men being in the workforce, each individual man made more money, okay? Because there was a greater demand for his goods and services because there was less supply of workers. Okay? And also, you had him making more. And you could only tax him a certain amount. Now you throw women in the workforce. Now you've got the man working, the woman working. You've got the same money coming in. It's split between two people, but because both salaries are being taxed now instead of just one. Got a lot less money. Anyway, little economics lesson there. Let's get back to the video.
The many contradictions we always see here. These chicks constantly talk about a desirable net worth, which they don't deserve, not realizing that the path to such a thing requires getting out of the way. The comments are, where are the girls with functioning brains? You might need to travel far away for a minute, man. Ladies, guess who's attracted to strong, independent girl bosses? Other women. And most of those arrangements end up in ugly divorce. Shocker. Stay single, fellas, and live a peaceful and happy life. The monk's philosophy is always a good one. Buddy had to explain it in a few different ways just to make sure everyone understood. All the women stopped watching because they got mad at this truth. It's an old tactic. When in doubt, flip the table. These chicks have been given more handbooks than one could count. It really doesn't change much, and we know why. Next clip.
So, not only that, but they're pricing themselves out of the market. The more they make, the more you have to make. Because as we all know, women will not accept a man that makes less than them. They're always going to see him as the provider, even though everything supposedly is a social construct. So you would think by now that this whole equality narrative would have bred that out of them ideologically, because it's all just a social construct, right? There's no biologically determined basis for this want, this desire, this feeling that women have for men to make more and be the providers and be able to provide them with more than they can provide themselves, right? But somehow they still continue to want a man that makes more, while at the same time they continue lobbying the government, demanding to make more, pushing DEI, pushing diversity, pushing quotas, pushing affirmative action based on gender, so they make more and more and more money as these companies virtue signal how progressive and enlightened they are for having so many women, and these women making so much money. And then the women wonder, why I can't find a man that makes more than me. You're pricing yourself out of the market because the very thing you value, which is the man that makes more than you, there's ever less of, and that's your doing. Ay, ay, ay.
And he'll be all the better for it. This might be one of the funnier types of clips women like to post on social media because it's actually pretty layered. For one, we all know that a man isn't sitting across from her at the table. Chad hit it and quit it. Mm-hmm. And this is a rebound exercise. When there's the club outfit, which she thinks makes her look good, but she has the dimensions of a malformed disco ball. Lastly, all women like this truly believe that a man would crawl and beg for them to come back if this happened, as if they were in their own rom-coms. But there's no way in hell a real man wouldn't laugh himself to tears. The comments for this one are, he dodged a bullet. Yes, he did. If there was someone there, which there wasn't. Gold digger button, you earned a like today. Probably a good idea for every guy to say this at least once before getting serious. I think you meant see, and you're absolutely correct. Waiter, waiter, stop her. She's not paid her half. Just give her the whole bill at this point, man. Next.
I said, okay, I'm gonna take the branzino. And he said, I'm gonna take the burger. And the waitress asked him, okay, how do you like your burger? He said, how he likes his burger. And do you want some cheese on your burger? And he asked, is this going to be extra? And she says, yes, it's $3 extra. And he said,
it's a lot for a slice of cheese, ain't it?
Okay, then never mind. I'm like, okay, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat my branzino and see what happens. And he's like, oh my God, you have to pay extra for everything these days. And I'm like, yeah, it's New York City. I got up and I was like,
that doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? It's New York City, so I gotta spend $3 on a slice of cheese?
I'm going to the restroom for a second. And I took my purse and I went to the waitress and I was like, hey, I just wanna pay the bill. And I just pay the bill and walks out.
I love these guys. She just wants to seem superior. And so she can get home and during her walk, make a TikTok. Preach to the sisterhood.
...of the restaurant, and I texted him. So I texted him, the check is taken care of. You should have gotten the cheese.
Yeah.
Now, you know if a man had done this, the effinists, the sisterhood, all the TikTok brained morons would be losing their minds. You walked out on her during the date because she didn't have $3 for cheese? She's cheap? But of course, it's a man, so he's of course supposed to provide, even though everything is a social construct, don't you know? There's no biologically determined reason why, you know, you're expected to pay or be the provider. Oh, no. And by the way, how shallow are you? Even if I was a millionaire, I would still ask how much. How would you think that one becomes successful and rich? It's by not spending $3 on a piece of freaking cheese, yo.
Yeah, you really missed out. I'll let the comments speak for me here. This guy suffered no losses, got a paid meal, and dodged a missile. What luck. She made the video thinking she did something. Girl, bye, he dodged the bullet. Delusion is strong here. Honestly, at this point, it would be the principal for me. It doesn't matter if you can afford $3. $3 for a slice of cheese is outrageous, lol. Very true. Imagine thinking you're right for doing this. Did she think she was winning when telling everyone this? She didn't like him, she just used the cheese as an excuse to leave. We have a win.
I don't think that's the case. I think this woman was actually that shallow and thinks that she has that illusion of abundance to such an extent because of dating apps and all the simp attention she gets that I think she really was that shallow. I think it was all about the slice of cheese. If he can't afford a $3 slice of cheese, he must be a loser with no money. I guarantee you that was the case. I mean, not that she, the guy probably wasn't the great looking guy to begin with. If he had been a Chad or something and making her moist between the, you know, britches there, she probably would overlook that, you know, but let's be honest here. It was because of the cheese.
Inner people. Next clip.
Can you bring me a soda?
Gotta end it with a win, people. This is a reasonable response. The top comments are, he's good, great response, great energy. How to lose a guy in 10 seconds. You drop this, King. He's in the zone, doesn't even hear her at first, processes her insane request, responds accordingly.
What the hell's up with that, by the way? 2 minutes left in the game and she's asking for a soda? This is an S test, right? This is an S test. That's all this is. She's testing the guy to see how much of a pathetic loser simp he might be. How unreasonable, what kind of unreasonable request is this guy willing to put up with, acquiesce to? That's all this is.
Sessions are closed too. He ain't wrong. Chill out with that. Go get yourself a soda. And that's the winner on this one. Go get your own soda. Go get your own money. Get your own purpose. Because in the West, ladies, it's what you all voted for.
As always.
Yeah, but, you know, they want to have their cake and eat it, too. We all know that. Yeah, they would have their own money. Your money is their money, and their money is their money. And in the end, that's not going to change. This is all biologically determined. None of this is going to change until the government handouts, the freebies from the state, all the safety nets, all the protections, all the enfranchisements of women by the powers that be, by the system in place, stop. Until that happens and actual equality occurs, which is what they claim to want, but they don't actually want, nothing's going to change. Nothing. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. Maybe you want to see me create more of this commentary content. If so, leave a like, give me a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave a comment. I think leaving comments is good for the algorithm. Also, if you'd like to support me, you can make a donation on my GoFundMe. I recently suffered a heart attack and I was in the hospital for over a month, so I'm in rough, dire straits. So check out my GoFundMe link. There's more information there. If you check the information out, you feel like making a donation, please do. Any help is greatly appreciated. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the realist philosopher, also known as the bachelor philosopher. And a bachelor philosopher, a bachelor who is a philosopher is just a realist. But anyway, I wish you well and have a good day. Take care.